All right, we are here. And welcome. Oh, beautiful. Very appropriately, this crystal we're holding is carved with a certain heart-shaped energy. There's a lot of reflections of love that can work with it, so it's very appropriate, very beautiful, very, very resonant, very opening. All right, thank you. So you're all prepared now. You're all ready. Ready to create a new future with money. A new life with money. Money as your friend. Would anyone like to share an experience? We know that a dear one shared an interesting experience this morning with the channel. Would you like to share?
I would.
Oh, all right.
This is Jay. I just want to acknowledge that this morning when I was doing my meditation, I asked for Galaxis and friends and my higher self to clear out all my emotional wounds from past relationships and whatnot. And I felt so much stuff leaving me. It was very graceful, and I just want to acknowledge that.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Very, very delighted to hear that. You're flowing so well. You're moving so well. You're so juiced up. Your resonance is so high. It's bound to make an impact in all areas of your life.
Thank you.
All right. So, anyone else?
Hi, Galaxis. It's Virginia.
Yes.
This morning I woke up and I wanted to check out my my trading account, and so I went into the trading account and it was down so much I couldn't believe it. I just looked at it and I said, well, the stock market didn't even go down that much, but the fear started to come up, and what am I going to do? So I said, go to the second page, maybe it's wrong. And I kept saying, this can't be. I am not going to have this happen. And I went to the second page, and the figure was still the same as the first figure below. And as I was saying to myself, I will not have this happen. This is not right. The figure changed.
Wow.
And went back to what it's supposed to be. So I know that it was my residence taking responsibility, and the universe was testing me that I didn't go down the tracks that I normally go down. So thank you.
Right, right. Absolutely. Fantastic. See, there is an example of how you deal with that reality feedback. See, your reality is going to show you the places where you normally give your power away, right? Mm-hmm. So she was shown her place where she normally gives her power away. And she said, no, I refuse to give my power away to this. Absolutely not. So her reality basically said, okay, great, fine. Pass the test. Pass the challenge. Gave reality the feedback. Okay, reality is going to be able to work better with you now in that regard. You don't have to fear that same kind of fear as much now. Don't you feel more confident now? Do you feel a little bit more that you can trust yourself to respond when these challenges come up?
Yes, I do. And I'm also very excited because I now feel confident that I can have enough money flow into my life to live the life that I want to live. Not have to cut down and go, what most retired people do is with less.
Yes.
I don't want to do less. Mm-hmm. I want to do the same or more. Mostly more.
Mostly more, yes. Well, let us ask you, how much is your bank draft for?
It's for $1 million.
All right. And what would you be using it for?
I would invest most of it. I would finish fixing up my house. I own two homes. I'd fix both of them up. One's in process of being fixed up, but I'd finish that. And I'd take on the other home and bring it up to date. And I'd also travel around the world, and I'd bring a wonderful friend with me. And I would also give my children $100,000 each to pay off their mortgages or put a down payment on a home.
All right.
So I actually spent almost all their $1 million.
Sounds like it, yeah.
But that's okay, because once I do that, I can get another $1 million.
There you go. Bravo, bravo. All right. Well, today what we're about is starting to look at how you're going to lay your tracks down into the future, your new track, a new track to new dreams, to new ways of functioning, new channels through which you can give and receive. As we mentioned yesterday, the real essence of where you're moving to with this whole energy of exchange called money is that you're going to gift from yourself. You're going to give of your energy, of your gifts, of your talents, of your abilities, of your strengths, with your passion, with your will, with all that juice that you've got. Through working through your three channels of love, touching, and healing, creating, imagining, and flowing energy through with passion into a momentum and learning and growing and becoming more. From a state of being that holds a resonance of power, love, freedom, and safety, trust. This self, this new self that you are imbibing, that you are drenching yourself with, that you're building inside you, is the you that has the gift, that has the gift to give into your world. That is your contribution, and for which, in other form, will return to you. When you work with money, you present your gift or a gift of yours, and in exchange, money comes to you. Because you specifically request money, it will come to you. You can receive anything that comes to you. In fact, it is really wondrous to be able to receive everything that comes your way. Now, most people are skittish about receiving, as we also mentioned, because they're afraid that whatever comes their way is going to impact them and they're going to be powerless about it. But you see, when you are in your power and you receive, you're in a resonance. You're in a vibrational field. You're in a force field, a bright energy body. Filled up, pumped up, juiced up. And when you receive, you can receive everything, 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 the world. It's your illusion. You can receive it all. And then you can select what you keep. And the rest of it, you can just let flow right on through. And it's like you are a screen. And it just like is a bit of a air, and it just goes right through. If you have an issue and you receive stuff and you receive everything, that which is in resonance with, that which is in congruence and harmony, vibrationally speaking, with your issue will stick to you. That's why it is so important to hold your frequency up, to hold your resonance high. So important. Keep that resonance up. Because when you're doing that, you lift your resonance. You heal yourself, essentially. You lift above those issues. You lift above those tight, limited places. And frankly, since the universe is filled with all sorts of vibrations of every level, every way, every which way, every type of frequency, every emotion, every thought, every belief, it's flowing around out there like a big soup and you're in it all the time. You don't have to hide from it. It's your soup. All right? Even though it looks like there's violence over there, There's pain and suffering there, trauma over in this place. And it's moving through you every moment. You don't necessarily have to feel it. Most of you don't. Because you are not holding the resonance of trauma yourself. But if you're angry and upset and feel powerless, then all the energies of powerlessness will attach to you. It's like you know what radio station to tune to. If you tune to the right radio station, you get a really clear channel of what you want to listen to. And you're not listening to the other radio stations that are at other frequency bands. To allow money to come freely to yourself, you have to be in a resonance that's greater. A vibrational frequency, a light form that is greater than money limitation. Otherwise, money limitation will stick to you. If you have fear about money, fear about the scarcity of things, then scarcity gets attached to you. You begin to hear more about other people's scarcity. It gets closer and closer to you. And you suffer it too. So one of your gifts to your reality, to your planet, to your world, to this great change that consciousness is going through right now, is for you to hold your resonance up beyond those limitations. So that you can provide, not just for yourself, a free flow of money, but you can hold the resonance for others to pick up if they're so inclined. This is a big shift going on, and you're participating in it. You're participating in it by first shifting yourself, and then by choice what you wish to give deliberately to your world. There's no obligation for you to fix the planet. If you fix yourself, that's pretty darn good there. You got your work cut out for you, right? You came in with a whole agenda. All right, we're going to deal with this issue, ta 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 ta. So if you get that done, you've got a new template. You've got a new morphogenic field forming for everyone. At some point, there's a tipping point for the planet. And you'll have participated in it. And even if no one will point their finger at you and say, "Hey, you did it for the planet. Thank you. You'll be living in so much bliss, you'll just be so happy. It doesn't matter whether you get credit for it or not. And that's the object. If you just are really happy. If you have power, love, freedom, safety, trust, you're happy. Because it attracts to you all good things. My, do we have a cell phone situation this morning? A cell phone addict here. All right. So, the next step to take now is for you to look at what are your gifts, your talents, your strengths. What do you feel strongly about? What do you wish to give? Think of yourself as having all the energy you need without coffee, without the slave driver. That you wake up in the morning filled with energy and enthusiasm for whatever it is you wish to do. Imagine you could just get up in the morning to do whatever you really wanted to do. If you find a slave driver really, really tough to beat, and it is so entrenched that sometimes it can really challenge you quickly, furiously, with many, many different things, starting as you wake up in the morning. We do recommend sometimes just to schedule a vacation for yourself, a three-day break. If you can't do a three-day break, do what you can, a day, at least one day, one full, complete day from beginning to end where you do not have to do any tasks, any obligations, no forced routines, no appointments, a day totally free. You might even want to prepare your meals the day before. You see, this idea was originally in the traditional Jewish concept of the Sabbath, the day where you absolutely don't do anything. It was, in a sense, an acknowledgement of the feminine, a day of rest, a day of being. Kind of got lost. It got lost in the rules and the regs. But then if anybody's trapped in the slave driver, it was the Jews. Right? They introduced the most sophisticated version of the slave driver to the rest of the world. And Western civilization just went and sucked it right up. But that day of rest, powerful, pivotal experience where you replenish yourself with your being, where you come back to you. Spend a day being. But without that extreme limitation of that original extreme Sabbath rule reg type of approach, you get to do things. Yes, you can do things. Do whatever it is you want to do when you want to do it. In other words, give yourself a whole day to just discover your motivation in the moment. Don't get involved in any long-term project on the day. But just, if you do, just do whatever you want in it and stop and give yourself permission to stop. You don't have to complete anything. You don't have to follow through anything. You can dabble all day. You can be a total dilettante all day, which is what you've been wanting to do since you were an adolescent anyway. And find out what's going on there in that second chakra of yours. Where are you really motivated for? And you'll also hear in your head that inner self-talk that goes on all day. You'll hear how you are evaluating and making choices about what to do or what not to do. Very often when you think, well, what shall I do now? And many of you, when you come to a pause and you haven't gotten something scheduled for that few moments in your regular day, you'll say, okay, what do I do next? You turn to the slave driver. Okay, what do I need to do? What must I do? What do I have to do? Is there a task I've missed? Is there any requests on any phone calls I need to return? What do I need to do now? You turn to the guilt and the fear. Surely there can't be some free time for nothing. Surely that just can't be some free time for me to just, I'm just going to sit here. Look out the window. Look at the wind in that tree. Isn't that beautiful, the way the leaves just move like that? When was the last time you did something like that without the slave driver coming in and said, what are you doing? That's nice, yes. Yeah, that's very nice. Okay. But there's a lot of stuff to do. You're wasting time looking at that tree. So give yourself time to explore. After you give up the slave driver, you will find that there will be times where you'll have no motivation at all. be gentle with yourselves. Please. That scares the dickens out of most people. They're in a void. Oh, gosh, what do I do now? And the question is always, what do I do? What do I do now? What do I do next? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be doing now? When you get off the doing track that's enforced by the slave driver, you'll find yourself in being. And frankly, most of you have not nourished your being like you have your doing. Every now and then you've done it. You've taken days off, and then you just, okay, I'm going to do something that I really enjoy doing. And sometimes you get all wrapped up in stuff and end up cleaning up the closet or something. Recognize that this is a deliberate consciousness experiment. And when you let go of the slave driver, you let go of the way you've motivated yourself for 80 or 90% of your life. 80, 90% of your day has been on track with what you're supposed to do, what you need to do, what you got to do, all the things that there are there to do, including things that you think you want to do, and you got to get going on what you want to do because you got to get there and got to get there and you got to get there and you got to achieve this and you got to. And with all that gone, you're left with your being in an empty place. Emptiness scares a lot of people, but there's a tremendous power in emptiness. There's incredible presence in emptiness. It's where you can touch your soul. You can touch your essence. You can connect with the divine directly in those times of quiet. That's why so many spiritual paths have disciplines that include meditations and ways of quieting the mind. Unfortunately, most people use those as tasks because they're going to achieve spiritual liberation. And it's not an achievement. It's an experience of being. Spiritual liberation, awakening, ascension, whatever you want to call it, is just the awareness of who you are. It's a being thing. It's an essence thing. Money is attracted, as all frequencies are attracted to essence. They're attracted to being. You've been taught just the opposite. Everything is attracted to a high level of resonance. Why? Because when you're at a high level of resonance, in your power, your freedom, your love, your safety, trust, using your channels, spirituality, your love, touch, heal, create, learn, grow channels, you have tremendous value. What do most people think money is about? Value. Okay? If you hold value, money in its form of ascertaining value that people use in your culture will very naturally gravitate to you. It will find its way to you, especially if you invite it. You connected with the energy of money. You don't really know yet. We can see that in your energy fields. You don't really know yet what you've done. You don't really know yet how to work with money as an energy, as an essence. You're just beginning to learn how to work with your reality personified as a friend. It's a new world. It's a new life. But in order for you to energize the giving and the receiving, you must come out of your being. That's why being is so important. And if you can give yourself enough experience of being so that you can tune into your essence and into your essential motivation that emerges from your being, you will energize, you will enlighten, illumine your giving. Your giving will have presence. It will have light to it. It will be seen. It will be noticed. It will have impact. And whatever you give, through whatever you love to do, you enjoy doing, you enjoy sharing with your planet, this giving will evoke receiving. This is divine self-giving. This is a greater you giving. And this type of giving will bring to you more love, more power, more freedom, more safety, trust, vibration. In your culture, money is equated with freedom. If you have enough money, you're free. You're free to make choices, to do things you want to do, to go travel, to do whatever, whenever. You're free of the slave driver if you have enough money, because it fulfills that goal that's at the end of that track you set up long ago. When I have enough money, then I will have all of these forms. And when I have all these forms, then I will be happy and fulfilled. When you put that resonance of happiness and fulfillment into your life without the slave driver, you can magically create opportunities for money. Opportunities will come to you with your intention, of course. You're not just going to go out there and give of your craft, of your art, of your talent, of your strengths and your aptitude to the planet and say, okay, all right, I'm going to sit back and receive now. Because if you do that, of course, you've just lost your frequencies, you've lost your essence. It is something that's automatic. So what you have to do is that when you give, you have to say, now, reality, hey friend, come on over here. Reality, I am giving this with great joy, and I want that energy of the receiving to translate into a financial opportunity. At first, that may feel uncomfortable for you to make that type of request, because you're afraid, oh my gosh, if I'm like trying to control the receiving. No, you're just saying there's all these frequencies that you could receive. These are the preferred frequency today, because you're receiving everything, right? So you want maybe a little extra emphasis on one, a prioritization on one. Talk to your reality as a friend and say, okay, where do I, if I give this and I request this money to come in, this money opportunity to come in, reality, tell me, how best do I receive it? How best do I allow this to come in? Is there anything that would be helpful for me to be in the right place at the right time? To align magically with it? And think about it. There are certain people who seem to have a certain magic to be in the right place at the right time. Wouldn't you like that too?
Yeah.
Right. This is where you work with your reality as a friend and say, look, I'm ready for some magic today. Magic, as the way we look at it, is the synchronicities of time, space in the material plane for you. It drops something in from the higher planes, the higher dimensions, into physical reality just where you want it. it's not going to necessarily be in the exact form you anticipate it to be. So you have to go through your day anticipating, where's the magic? Where's the synchronicity? Synchronicities also bring you messages from your reality, feedback, saying, oh, here is an opportunity. Okay, look at the opportunity. Is this opportunity something similar to an opportunity you've done before and blown and messed up? If so, there may be a challenge in it, from something to learn about, something to clear, and to make sure that you stay at a higher level of resonance about. If it's something totally unusual, totally new, different, maybe this is something to discover and to flow your energy into more. It's a nuanced thing. And most people, driven by the slave driver, are going to say, nuance, context, huh? What do I need to do now? I got to do something. Give me steps. 1, 2, da, 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 da. In the overview of setting up a channel for receiving money in your life, you have to start with nuance and build it this way so that your reality can take you through whatever it is you have remaining to become aware of, so that you can stay in your power, so you can stay in your freedom and loving yourself and trusting your divine plan. You're going to get that education. It's just what you came for. You're going to do that creation. It's what you came for. You're going to do that love, touch, and heal. That's what you came for. You didn't come for money. We remind you. You didn't come to be some kind of billionaire who's going to save the planet. Now, if you think, oh my gosh, I want to be a billionaire who saved the planet, you would have, if you had chosen that, you would have been born into a place where you absolutely loved popular culture. Mm-hmm. That you just loved it. It was thrilling to you. You grew up just absolutely loving, for example, loving movies. Movies, movies, I got to do movies when I grow up. I got to do movies, and I have all these ideas about movies, movies. I'm passionate about movies. And then you grow up, make movies, make millions and billions or whatever. Or I got to own a TV station. I love TV. I love media. I love entertainment. I love the popular culture. I love food. It was like we're going to do fantastic food, restaurant, cookbooks, famous diet plan, whatever. But you see, you, dear ones, are on a spiritual path. It's no longer a liability in your consensus world. It's going to be your strength. You are leading the consensus, and you're not aware of it yet, but you are. You're the leading edge of the consensus. The consensus is following you. And there you are thinking that it's rejecting you. No. It's following you because you're the light leaders. The more luminous you are, and the more you connect with the consensus, the more willingly the consensus can follow you and gift you money, which is the way the consensus says it values you. So, think about it. What are your gifts, your strengths, your talents? You already probably know, but just think over them and think how you have maybe some beliefs about it, some ideas about what you do, what you love to do, whether it's really viable for money making or not, and how much. Feeling perhaps sometimes unsure of yourself. Can I parlay this wonderful thing that I love to do into making some money? Supporting myself financially with it? If you don't believe you can, of course you can't. But if you can recognize that somewhere in what you love to do is something that the consensus will value, if you will touch the consensus with it, you can make money off of it just beautifully, effortlessly, in fact. Marketing and sales will go so much more easily. If you, say, have a product, you think it's for a limited market, you find it difficult to market and sell your product, you don't like getting out there and trying to sell, you have difficulty marketing, putting together an image, a brand, all that kind of stuff, have a big project, and then you stall out because you think, oh, it's too hard to do, too much. I don't like to do a whole bunch of it. I'm going to have to slave drive myself to do it all. Instead, think in this term. There's something you really love to do. Find somebody by gifting it energetically, sharing it energetically. Find somebody who's enthusiastic about it, who'll go out and tell people. Think about when you're really enthusiastic about something, you're going to go out and tell people, aren't you? When somebody tells people, there's going to be people attracted to it. And somebody in that attracted group is going to be loving to go and tell people. Love will love media marketing. And you'll have a partner. Then you have to think, okay, can I leverage my product in such a way that it can support more than one person? You see, the dream is built in little pieces with integrity to who you are. You can't just have a build a dream, a money dream, and see the goal out there and see where you are here and then try to, you know, storm that way. Try to set up a absolute step-by-step and markers of what things should look like and how it should be. It's not to you to give yourself the delineation of what the feedback should be. That's what your reality as a friend does. That's why most people were looking for feedback, 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 and they want a certain kind of feedback. And that feedback doesn't come in. They think they made a mess. They made a mistake. They back to the drawing board. But instead, it's just the reality saying, wait a minute, there's in this feedback, you've got to look at your response. You've got to look at where you give your power away to it, where you shifted and lost a certain of your focus to it, got distracted by it. And deal with that first. And then you'll get your feedback that you want. That'll follow. The first feedback you get may not be what you want. Look at what happened with Virginia. Her feedback was not what she wanted. It put her in a place of pushing her fear of loss button. All of you have fear of loss. It's quite inhibitive. It paralyzes people. It's what makes people buy stocks too high and sell too low. To jump in to a situation too fast because it feels urgent, got to grab it before it goes away, and then holds on to it too long once it's failed and miserable, taking you down with it. Fear of loss is huge. Fear of loss is used to manipulate you in sales and marketing every day. At the most clever salespeople will sell you something that you will spend money for, because if you don't, somewhere you're going to lose something. And they'll get you to believe that so that you'll buy their thing. You'll lose this opportunity of a lifetime if you don't buy now. If you buy now, within the next half hour, you will get these free gifts. If you don't, you will lose them. I got to buy in the next half hour. So much is based on that. And so her button, fear of loss button, was pushed. And she said, no, I'm not going to fall for the fear of loss. And everything turned around. That's how fast things can turn around. That's magic. It's total magic. She experienced total magic. You can do it too. You just got to stay present in your resonance. Don't accept the fear and the guilt. Don't accept the limiting beliefs. We've noticed that people who respond quickly, right away, can turn things around. Phew, just like so. Most of the time. Most of the time. We've encountered many cases of the what we call the young adult money pattern, in which the person is getting with, we mentioned it before, getting with partners, and they're going to do a big deal, and it's going to make a tremendous amount of money and be fantastic for everybody. There's a point where it becomes apparent to everybody that nobody's following through on what they say they're going to do. And that's when they all get together and do what they love to do, which is to fantasize and dream it. And so they'll morph that original vision into something else that seems more exciting and maybe more realistic at the moment. Maybe bring in some other partners. Maybe somebody leaves. Whatever. And this thing keeps going, it keeps going, it keeps going, and never, in a sense, really makes it. But there is a place that when you dream and dream and dream together with a whole bunch of people, or just another single person, a money vision, and you get into that, you get in that feel of, you know, the, what did they call it, the gambling fever, where you just, oh, lots of money can come quickly. What people do when they play the lottery, when they go to Las Vegas and play the slots, and when they get into various Ponzi schemes or multi-level marketing things that have no foundation and no solid basis, and anything that's a pyramid just gets tremendous gambling fever on people, and they all want to jump in real fast because the first people that come in have a chance. Anybody after that, it's generally just becomes frigid, rigid, stuck. In that young adult pattern of all the dreaming, as you begin to do the actions, as people begin to do the actions, there's messages that come up. There are telltale signs. The reality is sending you signals like crazy. This person is not answering your phone calls. This person is disappearing. This person hasn't done it yet. And they said, oh, wait, it's going to come. It's going to come. That money's going to come in. That money's going to come in. That money's going to come in. It's almost here. It's almost here. Just a little bit more. Just wait a little bit more. If any of you have ever been taken by the wondrous young adult fantasy of debenture banking. It's a thing where you put in money and it goes through some banks where they borrow on it or they make notes on it, and it builds it up and builds it up, and you get 10 times your money back for nothing. It can be done, and bankers do it all the time. But they don't let you ordinary people do that. They won't do it for you. But there are plenty of scam artists who will come and make you think that you can get in on it too. You only have to put down $50,000 for the paperwork. And the money will come through shortly after that. And you and your group put down your $50,000 and waiting, and then your money and putting there for it to multiply. And you wait and you wait, month after month, year after year. Oh, any time now, any time now, any time now. The young adult pattern has to do with this whole fantasy about how things work. You must get rid of it. You must. You're past that. You're past that. You don't, even if you are a young adult still, you are past that pattern. Don't fall for it. There will always be a message. There will always be a message that something's wrong. That something's not right. That it's not working. That it's not in alignment. You'll always get the message. Plunking down $50,000 for paperwork is also a kind of dead giveaway. It seems that a very high percentage of elderly Americans are scammed of their money. A famous movie star of the past, Mickey Rooney, lost all his money to various clever little scams. And if you think about them, if you read about them and read about the whole scam, it's real obvious. How in the world could somebody fall for it? Because they were a young adult. They were in the fantasy thing. And the young adult blindly trusts the other people. They want to trust, so they just choose to trust. Okay, we're all an integrous bunch. All of us, we're going to make all this money. And because we're making all this money, we're all going to do what we say we're going to do. We're all going to be integrous. And, of course, that has nothing to do with it. The young adult, as soon as it starts to go, you wait for the other person to do their thing before you do yours. Or you start doing your thing and they're not doing their thing. And then there's all those rifts. Everybody's waiting and waiting. Then there's squabbles and ego battles over the money that will come in, over the assumed profits. Who's going to get what and how and where's it going to go and what branch is going to get the juice, the money juice. So you argue in advance for money you're never going to get. It's so common. It's tragic. So don't let yourself get into those places. Have a wonderful time dreaming a dream. A big dream, if you want. But then you've got to trust your own intuition. You've got to trust your perception. You've got to be present. You can't just go wandering off into young adult and hope it all just kind of comes together. You have something you want to give. You need to work it. You need to love the doing of it, the process of it. You're not doing it for the goal. You're not doing it for what's way out there. Or up there, you're doing it because you want to be with it. You want to be here now with it. Now, admittedly, you may be in a financial situation of dire straits, and you just about have to take any job that comes your way. What are you going to do then? Oh, I've got to make money. I'm down to my last penny. The most loving thing you can do for yourself is to take a job. Whatever you can get. Don't judge yourself that you, but Galexa said, I need to give and I need to have this passion and then I can, but if you're not there yet, go for where you are at and love yourself. That will parlay it up. That will move the energy up for you. Sometimes you have to have a job in between or some kind of work or task in between. Don't judge yourself that you have to do it. That's also brought to you courtesy of your reality as a friend, saying, look, there's some things that you've got to clear. You've got to learn how to love yourself regardless of what you're doing. You have to stop judging yourself. You have to stop feeling inadequate. You have to stop thinking that you can only have so much. You gotta break some beliefs here. So here, have a job and get to it. Learn to love yourself. Learn to be free as a person emotionally. While you do this job you don't want to do, but learn how to say, I'm doing this job like all these other tasks, like shopping and cleaning and cooking and all that kind of stuff that I've got to do, all the banking and all the paperwork and whatever, because it's loving for me. Any job, loving to you. You start there. You ground there. And if you hold your love and you hold your resonance, you'll be amazed at how the opportunities will show for you to have something more and then something more and something more fun and lighter and freer and more abundant for you. Wherever you are in the process, you don't start at the top. That's the young adult idea. That gets you into trouble. You start wherever you are. Wherever you are with your money right now. You start loving yourself, empowering yourself, staying in choice. Whatever you have to do, stay in choice with it. It takes some doing. It takes some resolution of learning how to love yourself no matter what level of money you're in. Society says if you don't have money, if you're a poor person, you're not very valuable. You're not very useful to society. In Washington, they're debating the budget as of the time of this workshop. And they have one guy who's saying, okay, let's just chop up Medicare and Medicaid and the poor people who can't afford it, well, too bad. They can go, I guess, live in the streets. I don't know. They have to go and maybe they have some family members who could take them in. Or maybe they just have to die at home. Sorry. It's like, I apologize that, you know, we're not going to be able to help your mother. She'll just have to die. Sorry, we can't afford you. You're not of value to us. We don't care. It's, even though there will have to be some tightening, there will have to be some restrictions, there will have to be more responsibility. Nevertheless, whoever is at the bottom is considered worthless. Don't accept it, even if you're at the bottom. Even if you are at the bottom. You are valuable. Why? Because you're a light being. You're changing the template. And you sometimes have to come and start in the darkness to get the pathway from the darkness to the light. The darkness may be poverty. You're here today with us, listening to us right now, because you want to have more money in your life. You will. If you will hold your resonance up, it changes everything. If you judge yourself, if you kick yourself, if you look at yourself through the eyes of your culture, you're not going to get any higher. You're not going to make more money. You're not going to be able to give. You're going to be depleted. We went through that yesterday. So what we suggest is that at the break, what you're going to do is to just take about 5 minutes and you're going to write down what you feel your gifts, your talents, your most passionate desired things are that you want to do, that you want to experience, and what you want to give and that you want to create that flow of giving that will trigger a receiving that you can align with money. Now, there's different stages of money. There's the earning stage. Everybody has to start there. Now, when we talked about earning versus receiving, when we say earning, we were talking about forced giving. When you have to earn money, in other words, you go in for a set amount of time or set job, and you have a salary or a paycheck, you are earning money. In order to move to the next stage of money, where you can leverage money, you have to earn money well. You have to be in the right frequency. You have to lift out of the drudgery of it, out of the task of it. You have to make it a loving thing. No matter what it is that you make money on, you make it a loving thing for you. That heals you. That keeps you loving, touching, healing you. And it keeps you from being depleted. So many people work, 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 and they come home and they're depleted because they've been resistant, because they've had the slave driver on them, and they're tired. If you will reframe it, you will not get tired. It will not exhaust you, will not drain you. And like we said also before, get something, if you have to work for a job, because that's where you're at, loving yourself, see what you can do. As you love yourself, look for more opportunities and leverage your opportunities up where you make the same amount of money or more money with a different type of time schedule that gives you more time flexibility so you can spend time getting into yourself and finding what your gift is and how to get your gift out there. Some people will be very happy working for money, and then their gift will be something they give freely on the side. But what it will do is that if you have that type of arrangement, that the gift that you give on the side, like a volunteer for an organization that you totally believe in, what that will do is it can give you, by your request to your reality friend, it will give you the opportunity to have more money through your earning channel or more opportunities to earn money in ways that don't require that much extra time. It's amazing how you can, some people really like to do several things. They just cannot focus on one particular thing. They love variety. Many of you are like that because you're spiritually all over the place. You're creative, you know, and you like broad perspectives and you want to really get the whole truth of it. You've had many, many lifetimes where you've explored all sorts of pockets of dark areas and this type of thing and that type of thing. And this is a lifetime where you're going to soar. This is a lifetime for your freedom. You have gifts all over the place. Some of you have a hard time deciding, how can I focus this? I love to do this. I love to do this and this and this and this. Oh my, what am I going to do? So for you, maybe it would work to have a job. And then on the side, a job that doesn't take up 80 hours a week or anything. You know, 40 hour a week or less. If you can get by with a part-time, that's really great. Then you can do all the things you love to do here, and then you will start leveraging. The leveraging happens as the giving and the receiving energy picks up, as the vibration picks up. And we're going to get into that later on today, as we get into the receiving room and into the translation of energy into materiality. Let's Let's see, is there anything else we want to mention to you?
You have notes?
Oh, yes, all right. Channel has notes for us. Oh, all right. Okay. That's so convenient.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yes, thank you. All right, there's a certain level of care that you take with your money. With leverage, you go into investing. But there are different channels that you can have for bringing in money. There are several channels. How many channels of bringing in money do you have? If you have a job, and that's it, that's one channel. One way to bring money into you. We recommend maybe three money channels. Now, if you're totally overwhelmed by your slave driver, there's no way you can do it without sacrificing your sleep and your health. But there are many ways to make money with leveraging. With leveraging on other people's energies and the giving and the receiving there. That's why people like sales and marketing. Because you can have products selling while you're asleep, while you're traveling, while you're spending time with your family. Things are still selling. It's not attached to your time. So it's important for you that if you have a work that's attached to your time and you're paid according to a time frame, that you open other channels up that do not take much time. Normally people can have channels of earning, channels of investments, and until the housing bubble, your home was an investment, raising in value. It was all on paper, of course. It was theoretical. Just like your stock portfolio is theoretical. It's all numbers on paper. It's only real until you cash it in. That's when it gets into money, really translated into something solid for you. There are gifts that you can do and give for other people here and there on the side that are fun, and you get a little extra. There indeed are multi-level setups that actually work some. Don't try to make your full living doing multi-level marketing. If you can, if you really are into it, then get your own products. Don't do it for somebody else's products if you want to really make money. Because if you set it up with your own products and you set up a kind of a multi-level format for your own products, you can make a tremendous amount. Direct sales, indirect sales, back sales. There's lots of marketing expertise and sales expertise that it's helpful to know. Sales are where you connect with people. You connect with them and you fill them with a desire to have what you are giving. You can only do it if you connect with them. That's why salespeople have to connect with you. How do you want to connect? How do you want to connect to your world? Think about it. The more money channels that come in that are open for you, the freer you can be in your creative adjustments of these and attunements of these channels to bring in money. if you are indecisive about what to do for money, it's always good to have several channels. Don't push them. They'll come in their own time. There's an unfoldment that always happens. You always start where you are and build with love, power, safety, trust, and freedom. Everything is done according to those frequencies, according to that resonance. Your money will build virtually automatically. In the afternoon, we're going to deal with creating the momentum of receiving. We're talking about starting it, getting the channels open. You get the channels open. You get all that ready, in a way. You grease the channel. You get the channels all open, ready to go. And take your time. Let it evolve. Don't put yourself under slave driver to do it. Now, once you have money coming in, and those of you who have money know what we're talking about, you've got to then have accounting practices, you've got to report to the government, you've got to pay taxes. You got all those details. If you have to have investments, you've got to have somebody overseeing the investments. If you're not on top of it, you've got to have somebody who can that you can rely on to work with you, da-da-da-da-da, this, that, and the other. There is so much. There's so much around the working of money. Again, it's a self-loving thing to do. It's something that will make you feel very self-reliant, very empowered. It feels good, actually. It feels good working with money. In a sense, when you work with money, you have a connection, more connection with it. So the more money you have, the more connected you can feel that you have. But when you don't have a lot of money, get connected to money often. Rub your dollar bill. Rub money. You know, if you have a $100 bill, rub your $100 bill. Connect with personified money. Make money your friend. Take all those judgments off money that may come up. Any resentments, get rid of them. Forgive yourself for what you've done to money. You've made money too real. Money's something to play with. Money is just an energy, an illusion. All right. How much more time do we have? About 10 minutes?
Seven.
Seven, all right. Well, then, why don't we go for break a little early then? All right. And this break will be 25 minutes. So I give you 5 minutes to write down your talents, your gifts, what you want to put out there, what you want to give your world in exchange for money. What do you feel you can do? Where's your passions? We're not going to talk, it's not about how you're going to do it. That'll come later. But what are your preferences and priorities? All right. And after the break, we're going to have some interaction. Those of you who've been burning to ask questions will have your chance. All right. Farewell for now.